And now, Ed the Sox, War on Stupid on the Toddcast Podcast.
The fanboy internet has been abuzz with comic book purists outraged at the casting of Robert Pattinson to play Batman in the next big screen movie. And this bodes well for the quality of the film. Follow me. When Adam West played TV's Batman, there was no internet to spread outrage like chlamydia at a Victorian England whorehouse. But fans did complain in letters that West was too paunchy to play the Caped Crusader, and then for decades after venerated him as the one true Batman. Then Tim Burton cast then-comic actor Michael Keaton as Batsy in his big screen opus, and fanboys everywhere were revolting. Pun intended. They said Keaton was a comedian, not fit to play the serious, brooding intricacies of Bruce Wayne. Then when Keaton left the role after two movies, fanboys whined that nobody else could play the silver screen Batman. Now, they were right about Val Kilmer and George Clooney, but a broken clock is right twice a day. And next, they started complaining when Christian Bale was made Batman in Christopher Nolan's first movie. And after the trilogy was done, again, he was their definitive Batman. And then they complained about Ben Affleck playing an older Batman in Zack Snyder's piece-of-crap films. But despite Superman vs. Batman and Justice League being dumpster fires, Affleck was a good Batman, and fans were disappointed when he left the role. And let's not forget the outcry when Heath Ledger was cast as the Joker, then went on to do such a good job that his version became the one that geeks cosplay the most at conventions. And now there's Pattinson, known mostly for those insipid Twilight twinkling teenage vampire movies. Fans are going wild with anger. Same complaints as before every Batman casting. He doesn't look the part. His acting credits aren't the right pedigree. Disrespect to the character. Going to make a bad movie. Blah, blah, blah. I'd say lather, rinse, repeat, but these types of comic fans aren't known for their hygiene. And like clockwork, there are fans saying they will refuse to see the movie. But like the millions of Nickelback albums sold despite nobody admitting to buying them, this next Batman movie will make a pile of do-re-mi. And if history proves me right, fans will embrace Pattinson's Batman like a lover and mourn the day he is replaced by Neil Patrick Harris. The other bit of good news about Matt Reeves' upcoming Batflick: it won't be an origin story. Because if you don't know Batman's origin by now, chances are you won't see the movie anyways, as they don't tend to place movie theaters under the rock you've been living under. I'm Ed the Sock, and I'm nobody's puppet. Follow me on Twitter, at Ed the Sock, and on Facebook and Instagram.
Ed the Sock's War on Stupid.
The Toddcast Podcast.